Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. A Couple Whiles. John 16, verses 16 and 22. Jesus said, "In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." Young children have a lack of understanding of time. When you explain that mom or dad are coming later or that they will get to do something later, they want to know what later means. When they know something special is happening, like a birthday or a visit from someone, we may help them by connecting it with something they do know. You may tell them that it will happen in four sleeps. Our youngest son often asked if we could go in a couple whiles rather than in a while. I guess it sounded like it possibly gave him more time before he had to move on to the next thing. Jesus' dear disciples struggled with understanding as well. Jesus' words from Luke were spoken before Gethsemane and Golgotha. He was letting them know that terrible things were about to happen that would leave them full of heartache. There is no greater heartache than losing someone we love. The disciples were about to experience that in the most gruesome manner. They were about to see their precious Savior and friend crucified as an innocent man. It's hard to imagine what it would have been like for them. Jesus knew that this was all necessary and a part of God's loving plan for them and for us. But as loving as it was, it could be devastating for the disciples who had spent 3 years at his side. But Jesus continues with his comfort, "And then after a little while you will see me." He was telling them, reminding them that the grave could not hold him and that he would rise on the third day. But they didn't understand. As they wondered among themselves, Jesus knew their struggle and reassured them, "Now is your time of grief." Those words were for the disciples, but they apply to us as well. Grief is all around us. We see the effects of sin in our world as we watch the news, as we hear of tragedies and pain for those we know and love, as we struggle with our own challenges, and in particular, our own sin. Grief is all around us. We feel the effect of our own sin each and every day. And his comfort comes again. While we have grief now, he promises we will see him again, not just like the disciples saw him for those days between Easter and Ascension, but when we see him again, it's for eternity, forever. We will see him with our own eyes for all eternity in our home in heaven. And that comfort of heaven and God's amazing grace give us indescribable joy, especially in times of grief. While God does not remove all heartache from our lives here on earth, he also promises that no one will take our joy away. It's his incredible gift to us today, tomorrow, and each day. So, as you experience the challenges and grief of your time here on earth, know that in a couple whiles, or as Jesus said, in a little while, we will see him. And when we see him, there will be no more pain, no more grief, just joy for an eternity of whiles. And that joy doesn't need to wait until we are with him in heaven. We have that joy today and every day, knowing that his forgiveness and promises are ours today, and no one can take that away from us. We pray. Dear Lord, the grief and pain of this world can be overwhelming. There are times when despair is hard to fight. Thank you for your reassurance that you are and will always be with us. The thought of being in heaven with you is also overwhelming. Help me to reflect joy in knowing that in all I do. In your precious name, amen. A thought to consider. Sometimes we may wonder what it would be like to be able to know things that will happen to us. What a blessing that we don't know. But we do know the most important part of our future, heaven. Think of a struggle you are facing. How does knowing that heaven is yours help you as you go through that struggle? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.